listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Saturday, July 7th, 2018. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs. Through the weekend in this area, there are still fireworks displays being held at various festivals. Please take a look at the two links that I have on the schedule page to see how really dangerous fireworks are. It is not just about injuries. It is so much worse. And again, thanks for joining me at republicbroadcasting.org. I also encourage you to visit and subscribe to spingolaspeaks.net. I also invite you to visit and subscribe to woolliesblog.blogspot.com and screensandyhook.net. During the program, email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. Hope that you will join the others in the chat room at spingola.chatango.com. I'd also like to thank those who sent me some cards and emails and helped. I was a bit under the weather for a while, but I'm now on the mend, and it's wonderful to have friends who are supportive and do all the hard things. So thanks very much. My first guest today is Glenn Reschke. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly.
You are, yes.
Oh, good, thank you. His website is cayennepepper.info. And I've been a big fan of cayenne pepper for a long time. But I haven't explored all the various uses. I use it for one or two things. I've made capsules, and I also use it in a cough medicine. But that's about it. How did you first become involved or become aware of the benefits of cayenne?
Well, in order to answer that question, Deanna, I have to go back to my youth, really. I was 18, and my family had moved to Logan, Utah, and I had the good fortune of meeting a man by the name of Kurt King, who was the protege of the preeminent medicinal herbalist and naturopathic doctor in America for literally 40, 50 years, Dr. John R. Christopher. And I was always very curious about health, and I'd done a few experiments on my own, and he started teaching me about the medicinal herbs, and I'm sure my reaction was the same as everyone else's. I was like, how can these quote-unquote herbs be, you know, better than traditional pharmaceutical drugs or, you know, the type of treatment you receive in a hospital? And he was very erudite in his knowledge of herbs, and he started teaching me, and I was a sponge. I just soaked it all up, and he, you know, he would tell me, don't just take my word for it, you know, put things to the test, experiment, and so forth. So I did, and he also hired me to work for him in his health food store at the time. And so I was around him all the time, and he was an indefatigable source of information. And I was going to meet Dr. Christopher, but then he actually fell and hit his head, and he fell into a coma, and he died in February 83 is when that happened. And so anyway, one of the things that he emphasized to me among all the medicinal herbs out there, and there are literally thousands, he emphasized the virtues of cayenne pepper. And I'll never forget the first time I saw him take a big heaping tablespoon of cayenne, put in a glass of about 8 to 9 ounces, maybe even 10 ounces of water, stir it up, and then drink it straight. And when I saw that, I couldn't believe it. I mean, his eyes were watering, and he was coughing and so forth, but he says, you know, it's great for you. So I started just learning more and more about it, and I bought Dr. Christopher's book, The School of Natural Healing. I started learning from that, and then I started doing my own little experimentation with different health processes, which we can go into if you wish. But and that's basically how it started. And then as for how my site came to be, I put it up in late October 2007, and of course I've been adding information since then. But it's kind of funny. Of all the websites I started, this is the only one that I really didn't do any kind of market research on or keyword research. I just put it up, and I just wrote 5 pages out of content that I thought people would want to know, or, you know, core information, in other words. And immediately it started getting traction. I mean, I literally did nothing to facilitate it. And then it just really grew from there. And, I had all this knowledge of cayenne from using it myself, and I just put the site up because I just wanted to share my enthusiasm for it. And, if I were on a desert island, and, or if, an angel from heaven came down and told me you could only eat one supplement or have one supplement for your health, and, you know, you can only get one, you get to choose, which one would it be? I would choose cayenne because it's got so many health benefits. Its core competency is what it does for the heart and the cardiovascular system, but it does so many other things. So that's really kind of how it started. And just from, it was my own enthusiasm and desire to share what I learned and experienced with cayenne. And then the site became really enormously popular. When I first put the site up, there was literally no information on cayenne pepper on the internet. I literally couldn't find hardly anything. And all I did really was just take my own primary research from my books and from various conversations and interviews that I've had with medicinal herbalists and just kind of put it together. But now you go to Google or Bing and type in cayenne pepper, you get a whole bunch of information. Go ahead. You have a question or?
No, I'm just listening. I'm very, I'm really impressed with your website, and I'm just really, it's pretty, it's colorful, it's well organized, and I'm just impressed that you took the initiative and put this up, and I think it's really probably the best information on the internet, and you were the forerunner, so to speak.
I was. And to be honest, it's kind of a backhanded compliment. Now there are all kinds of articles and videos on it. My videos, I admit, are kind of nondescript and they're somewhat even amateurish, but I don't have a photo or broadcast studio here to work with. But my goal was to just share the information because I felt it could really help people. And that kind of was like magic dust on the site, the site just started doing great, and for literally until like about 6 months ago, I dominated the rankings in Google. I was always 3 or 4. Now it's, as of this morning, if you type in cayenne pepper, my site comes up at 15 and 16. And
oh gosh, so, I think it should be number one.
Well, thank you. But today, with a lot of people do SEO optimization or search engine optimization, I should say, I literally haven't done anything like that for the site. It's been completely word of mouth, if you will. And, the site was made in the now obsolete, authoring software, but I've been meaning to maybe update it, but I just haven't done it because I thought, the main point of the site was to share information. And if nothing else, Deanna, one of the things that really has been gratifying is that the site just, kind of has legs of its own. And with that said, I literally get emails from people all over the world. I've received emails from Bangladesh, Pakistan,
really?
India, Japan, the Caribbean, all over the U.S. and Canada, of course, but Europe. And I've met a lot of interesting people and who have shared their stories. And I do have one particular page on my site, the testimonials, where people will send me their testimonials. And I don't solicit these. They come to me unbidden. And when I get a great testimonial, I'll ask the person's permission if I can publish it. Some of them don't want to have their name attached to it, which is fine. But if I get their permission, I edit it a little bit and clean it up, and then I post it. So all the testimonials that people will see on my site They're 100% genuine. I've kept all of them. And so that for me has been very gratifying. And I've had a lot of wonderful compliments from people. I've even had people email me telling me that Kyan literally saved their life and from having a heart attack, and they take some of it and it immediately arrests the heart attack. I've had people thank me for improving, not to be salacious, thanking me for improving their sex life, which I kind of find funny. Because Kyan does clean the blood and it helps with blood flow and so forth. I've had people email me telling me how Kyan helped to solve a hemorrhoid problem or, fix an ulcer, et cetera. So, I mean, if they have a moment, go to the testimonials page and they'll see some pretty interesting stories, testimonials from people from all over the world who have benefited by Kyan. When I first started the site, like I said, the traffic just started to steamroll. I got up to it was pretty successful. I got up to 60,000 visitors a month. Now it hovers around 14,000, 15,000 per month, which, like I said, it's completely organic. I don't do anything to, promote the site. It's really an act of service now. For the first 4 or 5 years, the site made about 2,000 a month. Now it's literally a fraction of that because Google changed their algorithm. And they penalized me, which is funny because I didn't do anything to promote the site, but they penalized me with their Penguin update of late April 2012. And ever since then, the site's never really been the same. It still draws very well, but the traffic is literally about 25% of what it should be, or what it once was, I should say. But, so for me, I just want to share this point that if people go to my site, I'm sharing information. I'm not a doctor. I'm trying to help people. This site is an active service now, to spread the benefits of cayenne pepper as well as botanical medicine in general, because one of the great secrets of America is the great benefits of medicinal herbs and botanical medicine and what it can do for people at a fraction of the cost. I have nothing against allopathic medicine. Or doctors. I think that the ideal situation would be if both of these were brought together, the allopathic and the naturopathic, with medicinal herbs being at the forefront, because it literally heals people of problems. Kyan helped me resolve, this is a little embarrassing, it's quite a while now, it's literally well over about 15 years ago, but I had a hemorrhoid problem, nothing severe as some people have, but it resolved in like literally 2-3 days. I had an ulcer. Yeah, I had an ulcer. It resolved it in about 3 days. And my blood flow, my fitness, my endurance, I'm 55 years old. A lot of people think I'm like 40 or 38, 35 even. And I think one of the reasons is because, yes, I have a good genetic base, but I know how to train right. I do a lot of endurance exercises. And I can run all day. I just have that endurance there. And, it's because of Kyan. And so I just think really one of the great secrets of America is Kyan pepper and medicinal herbs in general. So like I said, for me, this site, it's an active service now because it doesn't make much money. The site, people want to know, I'll tell them. The site only makes literally probably $100, $150 a month, which is really nothing. So the site is up to help people, not to make money. I'm not a doctor. I'm not trying to practice medicine without a license. I'm very careful as to my wordage on the site because I'm just sharing educational information. Unfortunately, to this point, that's still not illegal. But we all know the power of Big Pharma and the medical establishment in this country. And, they really, quite frankly, I'm going to be bold. They don't want to have people know about this. That's one of the great blessings of the internet is that you can share. You can be an author now. You can be somebody who shares your enthusiasm with the world. And as we all know, with anything good, there's always going to be the bad that accompanies it. And unfortunately, with the internet, the number one tool that it's used for is, unfortunately, is pornography. But you also have the sharing of also, great stories, great content, information that can help your life, change your life, It's a great research tool. So I decided to jump in the foray, not really expecting it to be that successful. I just did it kind of out of my enthusiasm and desire to share what I'd learned. And then as I got into the site more, I thought, you know, there's a whole host of things I can write about here. So I'm pretty proud of the site. It does well, more or less, even though, like I said a couple times now, I literally don't do anything to promote the site. Just, it's pretty much static, but the site does well with traffic, and I think that that's a testament to the content.
Indeed. And thank you for sharing your own personal experience. And as you say, Big Pharma certainly does not want people to know about these things. And the comparative cost of cayenne against some of the Big Pharma prescriptions is plus the dangers. Cayenne pepper is not dangerous. It's hot.
No.
And you can, it is hot, but it does something for you without any side effects. And it's inexpensive, available, and it covers so many things. It takes care of so many things.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
I understand that if a person is, it feels like they're going into a stroke situation, that they can do what your friend did, is to take a teaspoon full of cayenne pepper in a glass of warm water and drink it down right away, and it opens up all the blood vessels and mitigates a stroke.
Yeah, cayenne's a vasodilator. So what that means basically is that it, you know, it opens up the blood vessels and improves blood flow. And there are literally, up until 1998, there were over 3,000 studies on capsaicin, which is the secondary metabolite or the active ingredient in cayenne that makes it hot to the taste. And anyway, now there have been many more since then, but that was 20 years ago. But let's just use that 3,000 figure. Well, in these various studies around the world, cayenne has been proven to kill cancer cells. It's been proven to lower blood pressure, to equalize blood pressure, to remove the platelets, which help cause arteriosclerosis. It helps to alleviate arteriosclerosis. It is a nourishing agent to the entire cardiovascular system. It improves heart health. The number one killer in America and actually around the world is heart disease. And that's not a surprise considering how high fat the Western diet is and how processed it is. Not to go off on too much of a tangent, but last October, early October, I went to Greece on a vacation. And beautiful country, by the way. It's a kind of a hidden secret of Europe, but it's a very fertile peninsula. And the point is, I rented a car in Athens, and I was driving up to an area called Kalabaka or Metoro, which is a very beautiful, incredibly beautiful area.
Yes.
That it's almost serene, or not, well, it is serene, but it's
it
almost something out of like a movie, you know, like Lord of the Rings. Yeah, you've been there? You've heard of it?
Yes, yes, I've been there. I've been to Greece.
It's just, it was enthralling, really. But anyway, so on the way there, I like history, and I mapped out my travel to there, and I realized I could go to Monopoly. It wouldn't be too much of a side area or a side jaunt. So I stopped in Thermopylae, and because I like the movie 300, but also, you know, just in terms of the history of what happened there. Of course, it's not like what happened with the movie. There's differences, I assure you. But anyway, being there was really cool for me. So anyway, long story short, I had a 3-hour drive, and I wanted to stop and get some food, but I didn't want to. I wanted to get there before dark. So there was this Russian couple selling produce out of the back of their station wagon. And I saw some fruit there, so I bought a big old, pretty large amount of grapes, and I just put them in the bag, and they had this little area where you could wash the food off and so forth, so I washed it off, and then as I was walking back to my car, I took a bite of the food, or of the grapes, and it was like eating candy, and it was so much different from the grapes that you'll eat here. They were green grapes, and they were just delicious, and I couldn't believe it, and I noticed that with all the fruits and vegetables there, everything tasted much keener. But
it is,
anyway.
And much better and fresher. And it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Food in Greece is wonderful. We do have a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back. today is Glenn Reschke. His website is cayennepepper.info. One of the things that I remember about Greece and Athens, and it was a big thing, is that we ate what is called souvlaki at the plaka.
Sure. Yeah.
And it was just, there was food all over, and it tasted wonderful. The food there is great.
And the reason, I agree. I loved the souvlaki, the chicken specifically, but I'm kind of a quasi-vegetarian, but we can get into that. But the point that I was trying to make about my trip to Greece with the food there is that, you know, there's no GMO food over there. It's healthy. It's extremely nutritious. I actually lost weight, and I was on vacation. I lost weight. Now, admittedly, I tend to eat fairly healthily. There are times when I don't because, I like something that tastes good just for the taste of being good as much as anyone, but it's what you eat consistently that determines your overall health.
Right.
So when I was in Greece, I lost like about 8 pounds, and it's simply because I was eating so healthy. And the only thing I ate that was, I would say, bad over there was when I was in Athens, I ate some, I was in Italy 2 years ago, and their gelato is, everybody's got to eat Italian gelato at least once in their life. It was awesome. But so I saw this Italian gelato place in Athens, so I stopped and got some. That was the only thing that I would say that I ate that was bad there. And the point that I'm trying to make is that here in America, we live in the most advanced society in the world, or it's certainly where I'm par with the Japanese and Europeans with technology and so forth. But, you know, our food has become controlled by, like, Monsanto and other large food manufacturers, and that's not right. That's a deliberate part of the plan in order to control our society. And the thing that as to how this dovetails to cayenne and other medicinal herbs is that these medicinal herbs are so wonderful for our health, but they're very inexpensive, very inexpensive. Cayenne costs, like, the most expensive cayenne would be the organic, and there is a difference. You will notice if you supplement with cayenne, you'll notice a difference between, like, grocery store cayenne and organic cayenne. Most grocery store herbs and spices, they're iridated, so they're, a lot of the nutritional potency has been killed. There's still nutrients there for sure. And I had a man, for example, in Eureka, California, email me telling me how cayenne cured his Raynaud's disease, which is a circulatory problem. And he was telling me how magnificent.
Raynaud's disease?
Yes.
Yes, uh-huh.
And he was telling me how he has feelings in his toes and in his hands again that he's not had for years, and simply by taking cayenne. And, you brought up like big pharma. Look, I don't know what the exact price is right now on like Lipitor, but it's probably about literally, it was a couple of years ago, like $120, $150 a bottle. You can get same exact benefits. Yeah. You can get the same exact benefits with cayenne, supplementing with cayenne, than you can with Lipitor. It'll lower your blood pressure. It'll equalize your blood pressure. It'll remove platelets that are built up in your arterial walls. It'll strengthen your entire cardiovascular system, as well as just equalize the entire system. It'll increase blood flow, et cetera. And, you know, and it will significantly, massively reduce the number one killer in the Western world, which is heart disease. And you can do it for like $5 a month, less, probably $2.50 a month, you know. So you have a choice, which is more expensive. Lipitor, but $120, $150 or cayenne. I think the choice is self-evident. But the thing
is,
it works without side effects.
Right.
Yeah. There are no side effects. You're not going to grow a third eye. You're not going to grow a third ear. You're not going to have all kinds of strange, side effects that will happen. Yes. Cayenne is potent. Let's be honest here. It's not like drinking like a chocolate shake. It's potent. It stings, but your body does acclimate to it quite quickly. And if I had a heart disease issue or some sort of heart condition, even if not, I would take cayenne 3 times a day. I take it once a day, and I cycle it. And your body adapts to it very quickly. Not to be, here's your $10 word for the day, scatological. You know, to be honest, when you take it, next time you defecate, or the first time you take it, it'll come out hot, you know, but it won't hurt anything. It's just a little slightly uncomfortable, and I'd say slightly is very literal, but it's, your body adapts and you start gleaning the benefits immediately.
Great. All righty. We're going to take a real quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back. All righty. Welcome back. Our guest, first guest today is Glenn Reschke. His website is cayennepepper.info. And you said that you take it every day. How do you take that? Do you take it in water like your mentor did, or tell us how you take that and how much?
I like it in orange juice or tomato juice. That's, and I don't like the heat as, you know, just like anyone else, but that's how I take it. But there are times when I feel like I need an extra boost. So I mean, the absolute most ideal way to take it is three to four ounces of water. You don't need to take a full 8 ounces like my friend Kurt King did way back when. I used to take it like that, but I hated it, because it is a lot. But so what I do now is about 3 ounces of, you know, very warm water. That's the ideal way, very warm water, not boiling. Don't think of it as a tea in the traditional sense where you have to blow on the water just to sip it. What you want to do is just drink it all at one shot. So the water should be fairly warm. My kind of standard or rule of thumb was if it would steam my glasses, that was kind of what I was looking for. So, but it's much more palatable in orange juice or in tomato juice. And one of the advantages for example, taking it in orange juice is that cayenne has the wonderful ability to accelerate or compound the nutritional balance of the other compounds that it's with. Which is one of the reasons why, for example, Dr. Christopher in his herbal formulations used to always put a little bit of cayenne, even his eye bright formula where you have this eye wash to clean your eyes and to help improve your eye health. So yeah, that's how I take it. I take about a small teaspoon in about 3 to 4 ounces of juice or with water, depending upon, you know, how ambitious I am for the day, because let's be honest, that's the thing. You got to build up to it. I take 90,000 SHU or Scoville heat units. That's what that acronym stands for. And it's organic and it's 90,000. So it's hot. It's potent. And you can't take too much because cayenne is also, among its other properties, it's what's called an emetic herb, meaning it can make you vomit, and you don't want that. So I started with like 1/8 of a teaspoon, and I built up ever so slowly to 1 teaspoon. When you stop taking it for a few weeks, you actually have to go back and reacclimate yourself. And like I said, the body always kind of has to readjust, especially with the organic. So like I said before, the previous bumper there was that when you first start taking, it's going to come out the first couple of times a little hot. Your body does adapt very quickly, and it's not going to hurt anything. And so it's simple. It's easy. There are some guidelines, though, to follow, not to try to, you know, prop up my site, but I've had literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of questions through the years, past 10 years from the site's existence, where people will ask me questions, which is one of the reasons why I put up an FAQ page. Most of those questions there have come from actual viewers or surfers of my site. So that's how I take it. That's how I recommend. People should start small. I don't know what it is, but there's something about the human animal where we always seem to think more is better. That's not necessarily true. It's not necessarily true with cayenne. Although if I had cancer or if I had a severe heart problem, I would take cayenne 3 times a day. If you want to have good heart health and good cardiovascular fitness, I would take it once a day with the goal of getting up to like 1 teaspoon a day. I'll tell you, when I take it 3 times a day, it's so noticeable, like with your cardiovascular endurance. One of the things that I'll do for fitness is I'll run, you know, 3 to 6 miles, or I'll go out and I'll do a number of sprinting exercises, you know, running 220s, 440s, and it taxes you, you know, it wears you out. And, when I'm taking it three times a day, my gosh, it's such a noticeable difference. If I were an athlete who ran track or had some ambition to or some need to really improve my cardiovascular endurance, cayenne could be your secret weapon. It really could be. But nobody knows about it. And by the way, cayenne is just one medicinal herb that is truly exceptional. But cayenne is just, I call it the king of herbs. I kind of coined that term now. Others use it, which is indicative to me how people steal content on the internet. But I kind of coined that term. I admitted I've been in marketing for years, and you need to get people's attention. So I call it the king of herbs. And I've also said that if laughter is the best medicine, cayenne is the second best.
The person whom you're trying to reach.
Hello? That's all right. Okay. Yeah, so anyway, as I was saying, if there was only one herb that I could choose, it'd be cayenne. But some others that I would recommend, ginseng, slippery elm is amazing. The humble carrot is a superfood. Carrots are amazing. It has vitamin A. It's great for your eyes. There have been reports of people actually curing themselves of cancer just by drinking carrot juice. In fact, when I do make carrot juice, sometimes I'll sprinkle in, a teaspoon to, just give a little bit of a kick because, like I said, cayenne has the profound ability of improving the potency of whatever it's teamed with. So, if people want more information, I would say, of course, go to my site, but if you can only read one page on my site, read the health benefits page, which is on the main subheading at the top of the navigation bar. But if you're interested in some of its profound abilities, check out the homeopathic uses, where I write detailed articles about its anti-cancer properties. It's what it does, of course, for heart disease and high cholesterol. But I've had people email me about how it's helped resolve severe migraine headaches, how it's helped treated wounds. I myself, about 3 months ago, I was making this coleslaw, and I like to use all fresh ingredients. I had some cilantro and kind of got a little cocky, and I cut my thumb, and I cut literally a piece off the tip. I totally cut it off. And blood just poured from my hand. Well, I didn't panic because I have in the kitchen, in the refrigerator, I have a very large bag of cayenne, and I took out a big old heap and I just wrapped my thumb in it.
Oh my gosh.
Stopped the bleeding. Yeah, it literally stopped the bleeding in 5 to 10 seconds. And then I actually took some out and drank about 2 ounces just to get into my system to stop it. And it does stop bleeding. This is something this is an idea I've had. One of the things that I would do if I were in the army, if I were in the infantry, I would carry me a bag of cayenne because if I get cut or shot, I would put some cayenne in the wound immediately because it would stop the bleeding. Because that's one of the real problems is exsanguination when you're in battle. But not that I want anybody to ever get hurt because I don't. But whenever I go hiking, I live in the Bay Area, and you see coyotes fairly frequently in some areas. I was actually stalked by one once. I had no idea until this lady drove by and told me. I was at Mount Tamalpais, if you know that area. So anyway.
I grew up in Sacramento.
Oh yeah, excellent. So whenever I go hiking, I always carry a knife, but I also carry some cayenne just in case something like that should happen. Just one of those, just in case type of things. But
sure.
So anyway, regarding the treating of the wounds, I had a lady email me about how she cut herself severely with the cayenne, just packed it with cayenne and it was fine. I did that. I kept the cayenne on it, packed with it for 3 days, and I took it off and it slowly began to heal. In fact, it healed quite brilliantly. I'm looking at it now as my left thumb, and you cannot even tell that there was such a severe wound to my thumb, because cayenne just, it's so brilliant, and it just stopped the bleeding, and it helped facilitate the healing. Literally, I would say a minimum, and I'm just kind of eyeballing this, maybe like 4 or 5 times faster than normal, but it certainly helps with people having the flu. One of the things that I get, I get the flu like once every 5 years, and it's never really virulent. It's just a couple days. And I'll just take cayenne with orange juice and with lemon juice, a lot of vitamin C with the cayenne because it increases the potency, and then it automatically really helps resolve it. Garlic as well. Garlic is amazing. Garlic is another superfood I would highly recommend to people. But anyway, so those are some of the core things that in terms of my enthusiasm. For those who have any doubts about the efficacy of cayenne, I would encourage them to read the testimonials page or just scan some of them. Look through the incredible stories section. Both of those articles are under the main subheading. There you go. I'll take a drink of water here.
I understand that that there are different values, different heat units.
Yes.
Some of it is hotter than others. What would you recommend? Now, I usually buy mine organic. I buy a pound at a time. I know that sounds like a lot. I keep it in a glass jar because it just seems to stay better. I keep all my herbs in glass jars.
That's smart. What I would recommend, and you are right, Deanna, there are different heat units. There are two classification systems for cayenne or for hot peppers. The Scoville heat units, SHU, and sometimes see it referred to as just HU, but it just means the same thing, heat units. But also the Gillette system. The SHU, though, is the one that's most common. And basically, cayenne will range from 35,000 SHUs up to, I've seen it as high as 250,000. Like I said, a lot of people tend to think, yeah, it's very potent, very potent. Don't underestimate it, believe me. So a lot of people tend to think that more is better. That's not true. I've had people email me with incredible stories just from buying plain old grocery store cayenne that they get at their local Safeway or Kroger or whatever, and then just supplement it that way. I don't recommend that because, like I said earlier, most of those cayennes are irradiated. If you're going to use cayenne, I suggest organic, but the trade-off is it is much more potent, and it's only slightly more expensive. So to a cayenne beginner, even to one, I use probably 40,000 SHU cayenne for a couple of years before I ventured higher. And and I gleaned many benefits just from that so-called lower level. But anyway, so if you're going to start, what I would recommend, start no more than 3 ounces of water or juice. I use like a shot glass, or not a shot glass, like a bourbon glass. I don't drink alcohol, but I know it's called a bourbon glass. So about 3 ounces of like orange juice. Now just measure out a small teaspoon, pop it in, mix it thoroughly, and then drink it all in one shot. And so I would strongly recommend people stick to 35,000 to 50,000. Don't go over that. If you're really interested in gleaning its tremendous benefits, I would really recommend organic over non-organic. But if money is tight, that's fine. Just stick with what you can find in a grocery store. It won't be as potent, and it actually won't be as hot, but it'll still do you a lot of good. One question I tend to get a lot is, isn't it just good enough just to sprinkle it over my food, or, you know, I'm just eating like some potato salad. Isn't it just good enough to sprinkle it over it? That'll help, certainly. But if you want therapeutic benefit or, medicinal benefit or improved, overall health benefit, then you need to think of it as a supplement and you need to kind of tough it out and just, drink it. Now, some people will say, what about capsules? That's certainly viable. But capsules, the negative with capsules is with cayenne is that when you swallow it, the capsules dissolve in the stomach. And then it's like the police showing up at your door. You're shocked. Your body goes into a little bit of a mild shock, like, oh, whoa, where did this come from? Because cayenne is potent. And so the first step to digestion is actually in your mouth. When you're swishing the liquid around your mouth or chewing the food, that's the first step of digestion. So that's where people, by drinking it, your body is getting the signal, uh-oh, here we go. Cayenne's coming. I got to I got to start digesting this and it's, you know, do my thing. But then again, some people have had remarkable effects through the capsules. I don't recommend it. I personally don't like it. I prefer to drink it because it's much better. And I find that these slight stomach nausea you get if you drink it, especially the organic, it's much more pronounced with capsules versus taking it in pepper or powder form in a liquid. Dick Quinn, in his book, Left for Dead, it's a great book, very cheap. You can buy like for a buck on Amazon. I talk about it on my site. He had severe heart disease and he was dying and he started taking cayenne in capsule form and it completely rejuvenated his state. And he took it in capsule form. He didn't drink it and he doesn't even mention it. If I remember right, I have read the book. It's been about 3-4 years since I last read it, but he had a great benefit from just drinking it. But I recommend drinking because that was kind of the way I was taught. That's the way Dr. Christopher used to drink it. Dr. Christopher drank it 3 times a day. He's always my gold standard for the proper way to do things. And Kurt King followed up with his process, as has his son, David Christopher, who's a master herbalist. He has his own website on all things medicinal herbal related, herballegacy.com. I have no affiliation with the site. Just it's a great informational site about medicinal herbs and if people are interested. But I've been in contact with him, by the way, through the years many times. And he's actually recommended my site and even links to me, so which I appreciate.
That's wonderful.
So, thank you. Yeah, so that's how I would start. Those are the types of nuances you need to know when you start. And I just go slow. It's not a race, but, you know, one of the things that does excite me, Deanna, is people are becoming more aware of the benefits of botanical medicine. About 7 years ago, I was getting a second master's degree, and I had to present a PR program for a fictitional company, or a fictitious company, I should say, excuse me. And in part of my research, I came across this survey that was done in Australia, and about 57-59% of the respondents said that they prefer medicine that is non-Western medicine or non-allopathic. In the United States, the same study was done, and it was about 33-35%. Now, that sounds pretty low, and I think all things considered, it probably is, but here's the point. This is without any news media or any press or any advertising, if you will. There's no propaganda or PR out there that inform people about botanical medicine, and some more and more people are becoming aware of its benefits. And that's exciting.
All righty, we're going to take a quick break, and we will take some calls in the next half hour at 1-800-313-9443. Be right back. Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guest is Glenn Retschke. His website is cayennepepper.info. And there's some information about using it with animals, particularly the hog story, Bella the cat story, and as an insect repellent.
That's one of the, I tell you, cayenne never ceases to amaze me, but cayenne, there are certain plants in the animal kingdom where other insects, or not other insects, but insects in general just don't like. And one of them is wormwood. One of them is cayenne. Elderberry is another one that is unpopular in the plant kingdom or in the insect kingdom. And cayenne has, you know, it's not a natural thing to take. It's kind of like jumping out of an airplane. You know, even though you have a parachute on, it's probably not the most natural thing to do. Just as drinking cayenne is not a quote natural thing to do. So these insects, of course, they don't have a high level of intelligence like we do. They're driven by instinct and or training, mostly instinct in the natural world, of course. So when they come upon something like cayenne, which is very hot, doesn't smell great to them, it's like telling the truth to somebody who doesn't want to hear it. You know, it's anathema. And I was going to make a political joke there, but I probably shouldn't. But Anyway, so one of the things that I did, you know, this, I wrote that article a couple of years ago, and I had these cats who would, one particular cat that would bother me, and I just sprinkled the cayenne around it, and it just, she stopped defecating in my yard,
and it was right next to your front doorstep, right?
Yeah, and it was pretty potent and nasty, and I've done that quite a few times. I there were these cicadas that would constantly chirp, and I would make a little concoction of cayenne and it would just, I would just spray it out there. Some of it I couldn't spray because the cayenne particles were too big, so I would just sprinkle it out. Man, it cleared it out quickly, and it's kind of like bringing up the Bible at a bar. You know, people don't want to hear it. You know, not that
sure.
I can do that, but it's an anathema to animals, and although it actually is quite healthy. And so when my friend David Christopher, who's the son of Dr. John Christopher, like I mentioned, he told me that hog story. And so it's actually a very healthy food for animals, and it's certainly healthy for human beings. Just I think people need to do it judiciously, which is one of the reasons why I try to create all kinds of different articles from different angles to give everybody a different point of view as to the efficacy of cayenne, like in terms of like best time to drink it, how to prepare it, your options of drinking it, as well as its core, homeopathic uses. I only have like one review on the site, but most of this information came from people emailing me and asking me, how do I do this? How do I do that? What about this? What about that? And so I guess one of the holdovers from graduate school is if you've been to graduate school, especially like a communications path like I was on, you have to do a lot of writing and you have to verify some of your points with research. So I try to sprinkle the relevant research from studies and so forth that I've read and come across to lend credence to my points on my site. So that was one of them that I found interesting. It was it's even beneficial for animals. And if you have a problem with like there's this one lady that I know of, she would sprinkle cayenne in her garden because there was this rabbit who would get in. He would eat like the lettuce, and she didn't want that, so she sprinkled it around it. I said, sprinkle some of it on the leaves, it won't hurt him. And I said, he'll get one taste of that, or she, whatever, and they'll go. And that solved it. And so just sprinkle it around it. It's also insects like cockroaches. If somebody had a cockroach problem or a spider problem in their place, sprinkle cayenne in the areas you think that it might frequent. And they'll get out of there because they can't stand it. So
yeah, wonderful.
So a simple but effective technique.
Wonderful information. All right. Gosh, we're at the top of the hour. We missed a commercial break.
Uh-oh.
So that's okay, I guess. All right. We will, excuse me. So we will take some calls when we come back. Our guest, the first guest today, is Glenn Reischke. His website is cayennepepper.info, and we will take some calls if somebody wants to make a comment or ask a question. The telephone number is 800-313-9443. You also have an article about enemas, cayenne enema, which didn't sound like anything that I would want to do.
Yeah, basically, well, it was recommended to me by Kurt King, my herbalist friend, who, he said that what it'll do, it'll help just clean out the, intestinal tract a little bit. It's a stopgap measure. It's not something that should be done consistently, but people can do that. I've only done it twice, and it's not as bad as it sounds. And I've had a few people email me through the past 11 years that the site's been up roughly, and they've told me they've done it. But one of the things that happens with our diet today is it doesn't have a lot of fiber. You will have a buildup of fecal matter in the lower intestine as well, so off the intestinal tract. And I kind of alluded to this in the beginning, one of the greatest experiences I had that kind of persuaded me as to a new way of health was I said earlier that I had tested myself on a couple things or experimented with myself. One of the things that I did when I was living in Logan, Utah, when I was working for my friend Kurt King at his health food store was I went on an all raw food diet. And this is way before it was ever promulgated in the media or talked about. Now it's somewhat common. You'll even see cool cookbooks on it and so forth. Anyway, something happened that I thought was quite remarkable. And this is a true story. I have no reason to lie. I was working as an assistant surveyor in a Heber City area. There's a place out there called Strawberry Reservoir. And I was one of the surveyors that helped lay it down. And, so I was out there, like I said, I was on this all raw food diet. I didn't do it right at all. I didn't know what I was doing, but I was eating like a lot of canned fruit, like peaches and pineapple. And I would eat like a lot of granola bars and, you know, I would eat carrots here and there because vegetables are always good for you. But I wasn't doing it right at all. Well, one of the things that happened was we were out and about, and one of the things that I'd noticed first was that I was constantly urinating. I was constantly urinating. You know, I was an 18-year-old kid. I didn't have a prostate problem. My manager was like, why are you always having to go? And I was like, well, I told him what I just told you. And he, of course, you know, was a strict meat and potatoes guy, and he didn't eat right at all. And he thought it was odd. But that aside, so one day we're out about, and I found out I had the urge that I really had to use the restroom. I had to do number two, okay? It's not pleasant to talk about, but it's a true story. Well, I defecated. It was a massive amount. It was, I know that this is odd to talk about, but it was just a massive amount. So we got done. We had to go back to the trailer, and he had to do some paperwork. Well, he told me he was mad at me because I was constantly using the restroom all day. And he said, just stay in the truck. So I was in the truck, and I was waiting for him. And I happened to glance at myself in the rear view mirror, and I noticed that my eyes had gone blue. My eyes are basically kind of a blue outer area, and then in the inside area around the pupil is brown. Well, iridologists say that is a sign of a clogged colon.
Oh. And
a lot of people have it. My friend Kurt King was also not just an herbalist. He was an iridologist. And he told me, when first looking at me, he said, you have a problem with eating too many processed foods. Sugar, right? Like cookies, donuts. And I said, yeah. He says, your colon's clogged. So when that happened to me, I was amazed. I was like, I couldn't believe it. I said to myself, look at my eyes. My eyes are blue. They were completely blue. When I got back, I'm kind of jumping ahead in the story, but when I got back, I told Kurt, he was totally nonplussed and he was totally unsurprised. He says, yeah, he goes, you just emptied your intestinal tract completely. That's why your eyes are blue. And this is before, I mean, I was not taking any medicinal herbs. I was just eating an all raw food diet that was very rich in fiber. And that's a key to health, is eating a lot of fruits and vegetables. What I do now, I eat a lot of carrots. I steam them and I smother them with like sea salt, which is not regular sodium dioxide, sea salt and pepper and lemon juice, and it's actually quite tasty, but the fiber is just marvelous in these cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower in particular, and apples. There's something to be said for an apple a day keeps the doctor away, because there's so much fiber in an apple or a pear. So anyway, after my boss came back to the truck, we were kind of done for the day, and he said, let's go get something to eat. So I worked with him and his brother, and we stopped at a Pizza Hut. It was a Pizza Hut. And when I walked in, my intention was, I'm just going to get a big salad. When I walked in, the smell of the pizza, it was like a 15-year-old boy walking into a room full of Marilyn Monroe's. You know, I was just like, oh, pizza. I want pizza. The cravings just hit me. It was unbelievable. I'm not exaggerating when I say it, but the cravings were just profound. And I gave in, I'm ashamed to say. I ate like a whole pizza by myself. And when I woke up in the morning, my eyes were back to the way they were. And Kurt told me, he says, go back on your diet. But I did. And then I kind of had a similar experience. But then I also had another addictive episode. I woke up one morning, I had this massive addiction craving for something sugary, something sweet, in particular cookies. And I went to the grocery store and I bought this bag of cookies. I didn't buy anything else. You know, just this big bag of Nabisco cookies. And literally before I left the parking lot, I probably ate half the bag. I was Homer Simpson. Yeah, I'm serious. I was like Homer Simpson with a box of donuts, you know, just shoveling them in my mouth. Well, the next day I broke out. I had this horrible, and I never had really bad acne my whole youth. I never did. But I had this terrible acne and my eyes were back to where they were. And, so a key component of health is intestinal cleanliness. And it's something that, people struggle with. I struggle with it to this day. I'm very aware of what I eat. I eat very clean. I'm constantly taking, like, for example, red raspberry leaf herbal tea. I'm constantly making my own carrot juice. I drink green smoothies. I had, every single day almost, like Swiss chard and kale with these food smoothies. And so, but, you know, I will eat fiber rich. In fact, I would encourage people, you want to see how addicted you are to processed food or cooked food or sugar? Try going 1 week of eating just fruits and vegetables, and then listen to the withdrawal screams that you hear across America.
Wow.
People would take that pledge. They can't do it. Wow. They're addicted to soda
coffee. We do have a caller.
Okay, great.
I don't want to interrupt you, but she's been on hold here.
Not at all.
And she's in California. Donna in California. Donna?
Hi. I want to ask your guest a question about cayenne pepper, and that is, well, let's say somebody in your presence at the moment is having a heart attack or a stroke, you wouldn't go and give them a glass of cayenne pepper, would you? Or could you just put, like, a pinch under their tongue?
Because first, go ahead. Yeah, Donna.
Well, under the tongue, I understand it absorbs quicker if you put something under the tongue.
That's true. I can only tell you, I myself experienced this. I was having heart attack symptoms. It was about 95, 98 degrees out one summer a couple of years ago, and I went on like a 6-mile run. And when I got home, I started feeling, well, not even before I got home, or not when I got home, before I got home, about the last half mile, I started feeling those typical heart attack symptoms. Maybe I over-exaggerated. I don't think so, though, but I got scared, and I got home, and I immediately took a glass of cayenne. And the ideal situation is to drink the cayenne. Yes, you could put it under the tongue, but for me, it arrested it. And I've had people email me unsolicitedly, tell me they had that experience themselves. And this is actually something that's happened again and again that is really quite marvelous, but it does happen. But if you just put it under the tongue, it could help, but I've never heard it actually working. So if I said to do it, it would be hypothetical. I want to emphasize I'm not a doctor. I do recommend people supplement with cayenne. And needless to say, if somebody's having a heart attack, you want to get them to a hospital as soon as humanly possible. But as for me, if I was having a heart attack and if I was in the presence of someone having a heart attack, I would try to get them to drink a small glass of cayenne as soon as possible, even though it would be challenging, obviously. But I did have one person email me telling me that what they did, they used, you can buy cayenne in a tincture form. And they, what they did, they squirted a couple of droplets of cayenne, in their mouth and under their tongue, and it did arrest the heart attack. So there is something to be said for that, but I have never personally heard a story of somebody actually just putting underneath their tongue and then having it arrest the heart attack. But I have heard stories, and I have myself experienced, an episode, of a heart attack and then I drank liquid and it arrested it immediately. So, and this, by the way, is something, the Dr. John R. Christopher person I mentioned, and I mentioned him fairly frequently on my site, cayennepepper.info, where he constantly helped people in the midst of a heart attack by having them drink some cayenne, and then it would arrest the heart attack. Again, I emphasize, and I say this to protect myself, I'm not a doctor, I'm not telling people to do it, but for my health, I'm having that problem, or somebody I love in front of me, I'm going to try to help them if they'll let me and get them to drink it. But, you know, it takes a little bit of faith to believe in the efficacy of medicinal herbs. Some people, you know, dismiss it out of hand, which is fine. I respect that. But I live in California like you do, Don, and I know that out here that people are a little more liberal and willing to consider alternative means. You know, medicinal herbs and the health movement has taken a quantum leap forward since the early 80s, certainly in this the past 10, 15 years, and it's something that people are becoming more and more aware of, which is why I think sites like mine are popular. Go ahead.
Okay, so you can buy it in a tincture, that's what you're saying.
It's available. It is available. Okay, some people buy it for that express purpose, but go ahead.
Right.
I apologize for cutting you off.
Well, no, it's okay. Will you answer my question? And thank you very much.
Thank you, Donna.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye. Now, Dr. Jennifer Daniels also recommends for stroke victims or somebody that may be having a heart attack to take a glass of warm water with a teaspoon of cayenne pepper in it. So, and she recommends that also. So,
that's exactly what has been recommended by a medicinal herbalist dating back to the Thompsonian era, which is, in fact, in America, up until the early 1900s, medicinal herbs, it was called natural hygiene back then. It was considered to be the standard or the way of health. The forerunner of medicinal medicine in America was a man by the name of Samuel Thompson. And doctors back then, when you would hear someone say, this is Dr. Smith, Dr. Richards, they were Thompsonian-trained doctors. It was different medicine then than it is today. That's not to say that modern medicine didn't have its beginnings in that time period, because it did. Surgery did exist in limited forms without anesthetic, of course, but it really had its ascendancy in the 19th century, and it was very commonly used. In fact, on my Incredible Stories page on my site, which under the main subheading, one of the main stories that I give there was a story by a lady named Pretty Meeks. There was a young man by the name of James McCann who both of his feet were frozen. He had frostbite, and she was told to amputate his feet to save his life. She had the inspiration to use cayenne pepper to have him drink it. This is like 1850-ish. So no internet, of course, no phones, no TV. But she had that inspiration to do it. So she had him drink it 3 times a day, and it saved his feet. And
wow.
People can read the story for themselves. Yeah.
Terrific.
So,
all right. We have Susie in Arkansas. Susie?
Hi, Deanna. Deanna. And what a wonderful guest. I've just got to share some of the things that have happened to me. Now, I have some tapes of Dr. Christopher, so I know how he revered cayenne. And
yes.
When I was going through a tremendous stress, One night I woke up in the middle of the night and had this pressure on my chest that was pushing up against the epiglottis, and I thought, oh, this is not good. And I don't do doctors, and I don't get excited, so I just deep breathe, and for about 20 minutes it didn't change much. Then I just happened to shift it just a little bit in bed, and it stopped. But a couple of days later, early in the morning, it started again. And I knew I had some cayenne tincture. I thought I knew where it was anyway, and sure enough, I found it. I found a dropper, and I popped some in my mouth, and within less than 2 minutes, it was gone. And I cannot tell you how many times I have done that since. I keep it in the corner of the tray of my refrigerator so I can find it in the dark. And many times and most of the time at night. Go.
I apologize for cutting you off. What I was going to say was I've heard these stories so many times now, I'm not even surprised. So
that doesn't
surprise me one bit. Yeah, that's wonderful.
And I love your idea about the carrots. That sounds great, smothering it in the Celtic salt and some lemon juice. Oh, my. Because carrots are one of my favorite foods.
Yeah, carrots are truly amazing. I think it's so cheap, so readily available, but yet people just pass them over. And, you know, carrots are a superfood. I had an interesting experience with carrots. This is about 5 years ago. I periodically go on a juice fast. When I say a juice fast, what I'll do, I'll make up my own batch of fresh, vegetable juice. Usually it's carrot with some like kale or Swiss chard in it. And I also add some apples for sweetness. Anyway, I went on a 3-day juice fast of just carrot juice just because I felt like I needed a cleanse, a little bit of a cleanse. Well, I've had bad eyesight since I was a little boy. I had amblyopia as a little boy. And it's cross-eyed is what it was. And I don't have it now, but I'm half blind in my right eye. So after drinking the carrot juice for 3 days and nothing but carrot juice, I had to get my hair cut. Not a big deal, something people do all the time. So I drove to a nearby hair salon place, and I've been wearing glasses since I was 3. Well, I sat down, and the glasses were slightly blurry or out of focus. So I took them off, and I picked up a magazine, and I could actually read the magazine without my glasses on. Bear in mind, you know, I can't read without my glasses. But what happened was carrots are teeming with vitamin A. I had nothing but an avalanche of vitamin A in my system, and it gave me a temporary spike of significantly improved vision. And that's, again, a true story, no reason to lie. Maybe one other story quickly about the efficacy of garlic. I had a severe...
I'm sorry, but we're going to a quick break. We will be right back. Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our first guest today is Glenn Reschke. His website is cayennepepper.info. And Susie, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your information. But we're running out of time, so we're going to move on to the next caller. So thank you so much, Susie, and you should submit that your testimonial to Glenn. All righty, let's take John in Texas. John, welcome.
Hello. I have a question about fructose. Sucrose, sugar. That's what sugar is. Is sucrose. One half of it is glucose. The other half is fructose.
Okay.
How is fructose behave in the human body?
Well, that really hasn't much to do with cayenne pepper.
I mean, you're asking about what you're talking about, is sugar addiction. You mentioned addiction.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I said, is that fructose, does it behave like a drug?
Well, I'm not an expert, but I do know that sugar addiction is real. And I read a report on this once where the same type of stimulation in the prefrontal cortex that goes on with cocaine and pornography actually happens with sugar. So I'm going to have to defer to that person's expertise. I don't remember the name of the researcher, but I found that very interesting. But if you think you're addicted to sugar, I'm reminded of the story of Mahatma Gandhi, where someone came to him and said, "Mahatma, I have this, I eat too much sugar and I don't know what to do. Can you help me?" Mahatma Gandhi told him, he said, "Go back home, don't eat sugar." But he says, "Come back in 30 days and I'll give you my answer." Well, 30 days later, this man comes back and he says, "Mahatma, what is your answer?" And Mahatma Gandhi says, "When you came in here and told me you ate too much sugar, my conscience bothered me because I realized I ate too much sugar." So he says, "For the last 30 days, I've not eaten sugar. So go down and do likewise." That's what he said. That was his recommendation. But truthfully, most people have a problem with it. Most people can't go a week without eating any kind of sugar. And the problem is sugar, or sucrose, which is refined sugar, it's in all kinds of foods. It's in ketchup, for heaven's sakes. It's certainly in sweets and ice cream and candy, et cetera, but you'll even find it in bread. And so it's very difficult to go without, like, sucrose. I would recommend something like Sucanat. It's not that well known, but it's basically, it's freeze dried cane sugar. It's actually healthy for you and nutritious. It provides, it doesn't provide that insulin spike you get from the pancreas the way you get with sugar. But I would say if people are having a problem with, sugar, one of the things that they should take is something like raw organic cinnamon. Cinnamon is actually an herb. It's actually helpful in eliminating the addictive properties of sucrose to the system. There's a good, I have no affiliation with this site. Look up online, the People's Chemist, Shane Ellison. He's an organic chemist. He has a website where he sells his own products. Yeah, he sells a product. He'd be somebody good to interview, by the way. He's quite, he's perfect. I've read his book. In fact, he just came out with a new one. But in fact, in his Daily Dose, one of his supplements called Daily Dose, he has cayenne in it, which I thought was great because cayenne is an accentuator. But anyway, so that's what I would say about that.
Okay.
Thank you so much, John. All right. Now, you don't sell any products on your site?
I don't. The site is monetized by ads. People will click on, like, these ads, and then I make money that way. If somebody buys a supplement through my ad, like, for I recommend these supplements from a company called Extend Life. I've been using them for 14 years now, and I know that they're basically pharmaceutical quality grade supplements. So they're out of New Zealand, and in New Zealand, they demand that their supplement manufacturers adhere to some very rigid standards, unlike what happens here in the States, although it's much improved here in the States than it was just even like 5-10 years ago. But yeah, that's how the site is monetized. People click on ads and I get a commission, or if people buy, like, there are a sprinkling of books that I mentioned that I put the ad there, or not the ad, the link, in order to buy it. But like I said, the site is not meant to make money anymore as much as it was in the past. I mean, I'm not against making money, but the site is an active service for me now because it only makes like about $100-$150 a month. What gratifies me is all these testimonials I get from people about their usage of cayenne and how it's benefited and blessed their lives. And that when I get those kind of emails, it always feels really fantastic. So I feel like I've done a good thing.
And you have, Glenn. You've done a wonderful thing, and I thank you so very much for being on the program today. It's been delightful to have you.
Thank you very much, Deanna.
Let's do this again.
You betcha.
Let's do this again. Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye now.